Happy Friday, everyone. This is Amy Baker, President and CEO of Citizens State Bank, and it's time for CSB's The Buzz on Banking with WCCI.
Welcome to another edition of The Buzz on Banking, as we're joined today in the studio by BSA Security Officer with Citizens State Bank, Kelly Rabb. Hello, Kelly.
Good morning, Brian.
It's that time of the year, holiday time. It's a festive time, it's a fun time, and we want to buy gifts for the people that we love, right?
Absolutely.
But we have to also realize that there are some people out there that aren't so nice that want to play Grinch and try to scam us.
It is definitely very important this time of the year, but being scammed all year round seems to be, they just change it for the festivities of what's going on in the year.
And so you have to kind of take it upon yourself to be safe, shop safely, and be vigilant. Always double check things because the bad guys could be right around the corner.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Some of the common scams that we get on a regular basis, but that people should be looking out for now. The phishing emails and texts that you receive, they appear to be legitimate, coming from retailer shops and things of that sort. But you need to really be careful with those texts and emails. And then these often contain links that they want you to actually click on. So being very careful with that. If you don't know where it's coming from and it doesn't look completely real, don't click on them. Fake websites would be another one. They offer deals that just seem too good to be true. This piece is the most important. If something's too good to be true, don't entertain it because you know it has to be fraudulent. They say you received money and you haven't done anything to get it. It's probably a scam. So please don't click on those types of emails that you would get. And then gift card scams. Fraudsters always demand payment back. Things are trying to get money back from you. So they'll be like, oh, I'll give you this, but we would like you to go to the store and get us gift cards and send us the number. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. If they were going to actually use those cards for something that was positive, they'd have to have them in their hand. So those are very important. But I would like to also add an actual example of what just happened to a customer at our bank. They must have clicked on an actual email or a text that they received. And at that particular point, it goes out and sends an alert to the fraudsters that this person has done that. So by clicking on that link or that email and opening it up, it alerts the fraudsters and then they have to call you. So this person's computer went black and then she received a call out of the blue. Oh, by the way, we've noticed that you are having a problem with your computer. They start to entertain this conversation with the person. The next thing they know, they want to get into your computer. They want to be able to check and see what's going on inside your computer or log into your online banking. All that is a scam. It really has happened. It's just happened within the last month. This particular incident, they called the bank immediately. There was no loss to anything. We, of course, took the precautions to do what we needed to do to close down the debit cards, the internet banking, re-get everything opened for the customer so that they can get back onto their daily lives. But that is an example of a true scam that just happened.
Let's talk about some of the safest ways to shop during the holidays, because we all want to be safe, and there are some ways that probably help ensure that, right?
Yes, yes. Using a credit card instead of your debit card is actually a better way to shop. Your credit cards offer better fraud protection for us consumers. The debit card is tied right to your account. So if fraudulent comes through on a debit card, it can start going and eating your deposits up at your account right away. So using a credit card over debit cards is more of a positive thing. Shopping on the secure websites, be cautious of those unfamiliar websites that we talked about. If that doesn't make sense that you're receiving that and they're saying, oh, we'll give you a $25 gift certificate, don't click on it. Avoid using public Wi-Fi for shopping. You're not sure what kind of security they have on the backside for those websites and things for using their Wi-Fi. So it's just good to use your own personal Wi-Fi that you have. And then monitoring your bank account is very important. Review those transactions, because if you can see them start coming in, we can get everything closed down as soon as possible.
Especially in real time, where, yes, you know, you have time to let you guys know and you can start the attack or the defense.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
What are the benefits of setting alerts?
Well, at Citizen State Bank, on our online banking product, we have the ability to set all different types of alerts so that you can see what's happening. A transaction alerts, which would alert you for every transaction that comes through. That way you can take a peek at it and say, oh, okay, yeah, I was just at Casey's, I got gas, this one's good. Or you might have something that comes through and it's not, you can call the bank right away and say, hey, it looks like I've got some fraud coming through. Low balance alerts, then it tells you, like, if you wanted to set it at $50, anything would go below 50 and that didn't make sense. That would be another alert that would prompt your attention. And also unusual activity. That would be something that would come in as a withdrawal that just usually doesn't look like it. It'll allow you to kind of alert you if that was going on. So again, that's probably the most important. Watch that account, make sure everything looks good, and try to be as safe as possible. It happens to everyone, so nobody should feel ashamed of it. That is probably the most biggest thing. People will say, oh, this happened to me and I felt bad about it and I just let it go. No, it happens to all of us. So don't feel bad. Call the bank and we'll help you walk through it.
Well, we want to wish everyone a safe holiday shopping season. And I'm sure today those hints and tips and your staff and everybody that's working together will help with that. So
absolutely. And thank you for having us.
Yes, you're welcome. That's today's Buzz on Banking. BSA Security Officer Kelly Rabb of Citizen State Bank has been our guest.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in to the Buzz on Banking every Friday at 8:05 a.m. and 1:05 p.m. for your updates on the industry and CSB. Have a great weekend.
Citizen State Bank.
Confident, courteous, close by.